the rest of the story. He was too small to be a fighter, but he was a fighter. The boy weighed a scant 95 pounds. The YMCA sponsors of the Golden Gloves tournament said that there were no other entrants in the paperweight or flyweight divisions. If he insisted on fighting, he'd have to fight the big boys, 30 pounds heavier than he. He insisted. He fought larger contestants in his hometown, and he was crowned its champion. He fought his way 3 and 4 fights a night through the preliminaries, semifinals, into the state finals. The slight youth, his name was George, was edgy the night before the main event. His coach, J.P. Hanks, invited the lad to go for a walk to discuss strategy. They walked about a block from the Y dormitories when they encountered a street fight. A couple of young hoodlums were pestering a small Negro boy. Most boxers will run from a street fight. Coach Hanks grabbed young George by the arm and tried to turn him away from the row, but George jerked his arm free and stepped right into the middle of the altercation. He ordered the two hoodlums to leave the black boy alone. Both the hooligans were much larger than George, and the larger of the two threw a punch without warning, and in an instant, George was flat on his back on the sidewalk. But in another instant, he was on his feet, dazed but fighting mad. He waded toward the two toughs. The first curled over a pile driver punch into the stomach, and then an uppercut to the jaw. The second was staggered with a volley of blows to the middle and then finished with a broken nose. Coach Hanks remembers that there was no need for him to help. In fact, there was no time for him to help because diminutive George had knocked two light heavyweight toughs unconscious within less than 1 minute. "But your hands," Coach Hanks screamed. It was too late. The boy's knuckles were split and bleeding. His wrists were swelling. And the next day was the championship fight for which he had planned and dreamed and trained since his earliest recollection. He refused to see a doctor, knowing that he would be disqualified. By fight night, George's hands were twice their normal size, so painful that when the coach finished lacing his gloves, from the sheer pain, there was blood on George's lips. He insisted on fighting, Coach Joe Hanks remembers. He could barely defend himself, nothing more. Yes, he lost that night. But Coach Hanks says, "I will remember forever how and why he'd won the night before. The night before in Montgomery, Alabama, in 1935. And the lad who paid that considerable personal price to rescue a black boy he never knew. I said the lad who rescued a black boy he never knew was George Wallace. And now you know the rest of the story.